This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. March 12th update, pandemic.news, Mike Adams. Today is the day that the Capitol building got closed down because a Senate staffer was confirmed to be infected. So this is probably spreading all over the U.S. Senate. And given that it seems like half the people in the Senate are 105 years old, half of them are on Alzheimer's drugs. And of course, the mortality rate among people who are over, 80 is 16% or something, and people over 70 is about 8%. We need to be facing the possibility that a significant percentage of the United States Congress could die from this coronavirus. Now, I know initially those of you who are fed up with all the corruption of the Senate and the lies of the Senate and all that, you might be initially celebrating it, like, it's about time, but it's not nice. Let's not do that. Yeah, a lot of senators who are pure evil, totally corrupt, pieces of crap, but there are also very good senators out there like Rand Paul, and we don't want anything to happen to Rand Paul. He already got attacked by a lunatic left-wing neighbor who cracked his ribs, right? And who was the other congressman who got attacked? Steve Scalise got attacked by a lunatic left-wing nut job with an AR-15, or as Joe Biden says, an AR-14. Yeah. There's 100 clips in the magazine, and we're going to take your AR-14. And you look like a lion dog-faced pony soldier. That's what he said to one of his staff members, too. A woman, no less. Like, that's the opening line for date night with Joe Biden. Hi, Joe. I'm your date. Oh, you're a lion dog-faced pony soldier. Wonderful. Wonderful. How's that brain tumor going for you there, buddy? I think it's taken over the speech center of his brain now. So we're basically going to get the Tourette's debate, not to make fun of people who have Tourette's syndrome. It's a real thing, and it's very difficult for people to deal with. But Joe Biden, if he's going to be on stage, he's going to start lashing out. He'll be in the middle of answering a question and be like, hey, Joe, what are your thoughts on the economy? And he'll start out, you know, well, the budget deficit, I beat up a gang member named Corn Pop. You know, like that's the kind of debate we're going to get, which is going to be freaking hilarious. I'm going to have popcorn, just pure entertainment. I don't even watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch any kind of, you know, Emmy Awards or that garbage. But I'm going to watch Joe Biden because I need some serious laughter right now. I have not had enough laughter in my life lately because of this coronavirus. I need to watch Joe Biden so that I can just, you know, hurt my stomach muscles with laughter rolling on the floor. I need that right now. It's cathartic. So please, Joe, please give us a live debate. It's going to be unreal. The Alzheimer's debate. Oh, my. But anyway, getting back to, I got way off track here. So Tom Hanks has the virus, according to Tom Hanks, anyway. And his wife, Rita, has the virus as well. This has been reported widely. So I guess suddenly the virus is now real to a lot of people who thought it was fake before. But then now you hear conservatives saying that, oh, Tom Hanks is making it up. It's a hoax to embarrass Trump. I don't know how Tom Hanks having the coronavirus embarrasses Trump. So I don't think that this is a hoax on the part of Tom Hanks, not a Hanks hoax. He's probably really got it because he was in Australia filming, and he's a very social person who shakes a lot of hands. Well, not anymore, I would imagine. But my guess is Tom Hanks has it, and Tom Hanks will recover because he'll probably get doctors in to give him IV vitamin C treatments. You know, it's funny how a lot of these liberals who attack the independent media for promoting nutrition, which that's insane all by itself, but when they get into a medical crisis, the first thing they want is good nutrition and herbs and natural remedies and all this stuff, anti-cancer, you know, foods and minerals. But then they attack InfoWars for selling vitamin C and minerals and things like that, and turmeric, you know. So it's just the same old nonsense from the left. They use nutrition themselves, but they attack it when anybody else promotes it. because they just want to keep pushing big pharma. So also today, of course, the NBA has canceled its entire season, or at least postponed the season. And the National Hockey League seems to be going in the same direction. Basically, it looks like all sports are going to be clobbered by this, which is a necessary step. I'm the one who last week said that this has to happen. We have to basically shut down society. We have to stop all the social events. We have to have so-called social distancing. And why did I say that? Because I'm the author of the Adams Model Pandemic Projection spreadsheet that you can download. Thousands of people have downloaded it. You can get it on naturalnews.com. Download the spreadsheet. It's a full-blown mathematical model of where this pandemic goes. And you can change the default values. You can change the R-naught value, the fatality rate, lots of things. And you can see where this thing goes. So I've run a lot of numbers on this. I've played out many different scenarios. And it turns out the only scenario that works is to shut down society. And this bothers a lot of Trump supporters or pro-liberty people who are very concerned about the globalist point of view of just having no civil liberties and medical martial law, that kind of thing. I agree. I have the same concern. Sure. But if you don't do it, you end up in a collapse with probably, let's say, an overrun hospital system, a collapsing nation, and on top of that, a civil war with the military in the streets. You don't want that scenario. So it's better to shut down domestic air travel, which needs to happen very, very soon, by the way. It's better to shut down public events, shut down the NBA. I mean, who needs that anyway? Let's get real. Close the schools and the churches and everything for a period of time. You really only need to do this for about 30 days if you do it aggressively. And then the virus, the chain of exponential spread is broken. The virus has nowhere to go. And since the virus really becomes inactive after, we think now, about 20 days in an individual, or 20 days after they start to show symptoms, I should say. So it might be 27 days or 30 days. If you do a 30-day lockdown, everybody stays home for 30 days. From a medical standpoint, you can shut this thing down. You can take new infections down to almost zero. But at what cost to society? Yeah, I get it. And the economy. And with the stock market already cratering, like 25%, it seems. I think that's where we are now. Which, by the way, I warned you about for the last, 12 years. Yes, since 2008, I've been warning about that. You've heard me talk about it over and over and over again, probably ad nauseum. But the stock market's down 25%. It's going to go down a lot more, in case you're wondering. And a lot of people can't handle that. A lot of people can't handle missing one paycheck. Just missing one paycheck causes total chaos in their lives. So imagine 30 days of, let's say, a nationwide shelter-in-place type of scenario. That could be catastrophic, from an economic standpoint. So Trump has to thread the needle here. He's got to keep enough of the economy operating and enough people working so that the economy doesn't collapse, but he's got to shut down most of society so that the virus doesn't spread. Well, there are models for how much of a shutdown you need. And I've run those models and I've published the numbers. Should be in a science journal somewhere, frankly. This is top-notch PhD level work, but I don't have time to send it to a bunch of science papers publishers. But so I just put it on the website. Basically, it comes down to this. With an R-naught value of 6.0, you need an 83% suppression rate of new infections through social distancing factors in order to stop this thing from going exponential. So since we believe the virus has about a 6.0, or maybe higher, maybe 6.6, some people think it's only 4.5, who knows? But if it's 6.0, you got to have an 83% suppression rate. And if it's 5.0, I think the suppression has to be around 79%, if I'm remembering correctly, and then 75% for a 4.0 R-naught value. So bottom line is you have to successfully halt most new infections, about 4 out of 5 new infections. Otherwise, you don't stop the exponential spread. And how do you halt 4 out of 5 new infections? Well, you start shutting down society. That's how you do it. So I know there are serious ramifications, but I think most Americans would do it voluntarily if they truly came to understand the alternative. If you don't shut down society, things get very, very bad within about 2 to 3 months. Way worse than 1 month of shutting things down. So Trump is starting to get this, starting to. He's not quite there yet, or maybe he doesn't want to face the very, very difficult decisions. But he is dealing with not only the survival of his own presidency, but also the survival of America. Our republic may not survive this if he doesn't get this right. So, you know, keep all this in mind. This is a very, very serious situation, and Trump has to make the right call here, or he could lose out big time. Or he could cause serious problems for the country. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, Pandemic.News. Thank you for listening. Read Pandemic.News if you want to live. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.